It's 7:45 here on Giant 90.9. And that can only mean one thing. Your host, Owen Pulley, is alongside Maxwell Gilly and Lucas McKee in HD1 Studios. And it's time for the Sports Spotlight! Good morning, everybody, and welcome to another episode of the Sports Spotlight here on Indy's Giant 90.9. As I said, my name is Owen Pulley, Maxwell Gilly, Lucas McKee. How are you guys doing this morning?
I am doing great. It is Thursday. It is NFL season.
Absolutely. Awesome. Doing great. And it's Thursday night football tonight. Got a fun one, hopefully, and it's football season.
Yeah, I'm very excited for all this year. It's going to be a great season. It already is shaping up to be a pretty good season. A little bit of optimism in Indianapolis coming off of the big Chiefs win. 0-2 in the division, but got a big game win against the Chiefs, even though, you know, we'll talk about that a little later. We talked about it last week, but we can talk about it again this week. But we're going to talk about some NFL, a little bit of college, and a little bit of high school, and sprinkle in some NBA if we have time here on the Sports Spotlight.
Exactly. It is one of the best times of the year. We're almost at the NBA. I saw the Pacers tweet, preseason for them starts about next week.
And then regular season starts on October 19th, so mark your calendars. September's almost done, so only about 3 weeks out. But we're going to get right into it. We're going to do a pick'em of the NFL week 4. We're going to get right into it. Dolphins at Bengals. The undefeated Dolphins taking on the Bengals. Now, it seems like every week that people pick against the Dolphins and they manage to win. I got the Dolphins in this one.
I can understand that. I've been someone who has... I knew the Dolphins were going to be good. I didn't realize they were going to be this good. So I'm going to go with the Dolphins, but I think it'll be competitive. I don't think we're going to see the Bengals that we saw from week one. I think it'll be a much better game. And just really all these Thursday night football games have been great so far.
I don't know if you guys seen, I'm assuming you guys seen Tyreek Hill in his press conference about Eli Apple and returning to him. He said he owes him. So I think Tyreek Hill's going to go. He's going to go insane this game. Bengals defense has really been what's keeping them in games. Their offense hasn't looked like what they should. They haven't been using Joe Mixon like he should be using.
Crazy, because that was the complete opposite last year.
Exactly. Super Bowl. Exactly. And it feels like they have the same offense, but they're not doing what they were doing last year. But they said, I don't remember if it was T. Higgins or Tyler Boyd who said the turning point for them last year when they went to the Super Bowl was when they played the Jets. And they played the Jets last week and won by, 19, something like that. I think I do have the Dolphins, though, just because of that Tyreek Hill statement. He seems ready, and Dolphins are looking hot right now.
And they did beat the Jets last week, 27-12, so won by 15 last Sunday. But the next game that we do have is... My schedule went away. I looked up the score of that game, and it left me. But we got the Vikings and the Saints on the first Sunday game. In the London game, yeah, 9:30 a.m. I thought I was reading it wrong, but no, it is Sunday at 9:30 a.m. Yep. They're playing at Tottenham Stadium in London for the London games, so playing overseas, and it is not the Jacksonville Jaguars.
No, Jacksonville's in, like, I think 1 or 2 weeks, and then Broncos I know will be there too.
Yeah, but this week it is the Vikings and the Saints. The Saints are the home team, even though it is a neutral playing site, and we get to see Kirk Cousins playing in the early morning. I don't really know what to think about this game right now. I mean, the Vikings are 2-1. The Saints are 1-2. I think that, from what I've seen, Justin Jefferson is looking decent this season, except for on Monday night when you have Kirk Cousins playing on Monday night football, because, you know, he struggles on that. I got to go with the Vikings on this one.
I'm going to go with the Saints just because Kirk Cousins, yes, he sucks on Monday night, but he sucks on like almost every national TV
game. Not prime time, but
this is going to be nationally on the NFL Network, and because it is a neutral site game, you can't really give any advantage there, so I'm just going to be different. I'm calling the Saints.
Yeah. Kamara's listed as questionable right now, so if he plays, I have Saints, but if not, then I have Minnesota. Justin Jefferson, he's been missing since week one. He hasn't really done much, but I think this is where people realize, oh yeah, Justin Jefferson, just because he didn't really produce that much for 2 weeks, he's still Justin Jefferson. He's still one of the top receivers.
Next up, we have the Seahawks traveling to Detroit to take on the Lions. The Lions 1-2 right now, but so are the Seahawks after getting that week one win against the Broncos. But the Lions right now are 1-2, but their one win did come off of the Commanders win after they won 36-27, and they started looking like an NFL team. Last week they did lose to the Vikings 28-24, but I think the Lions got it in them for another win.
Yeah, I was actually going to say the same thing. I have Lions.
I'm going Lions, too. I really don't trust this Seahawks team at all. Yes, they beat the Broncos, but since then, they haven't looked really good at all.
The Broncos have been, like, slow. But, I mean, they're still 2-1, though. They're 2-1, though.
2-1.
Yeah.
4 touchdowns, 13 punts. Yeah. Or, no, sorry. 3 touchdowns, 14 punts.
I mean, it took them till week 3 to finally get in, like, the red zone and actually do something.
Yeah. Tell Peyton to put on a helmet again. Start calling Omaha. I know Max likes Peyton.
He would be better than Russ has been playing right now. I agree.
Hey, Russ is 1-0 against Peyton Manning in the Super Bowl.
Don't bring that up again. That was an awful Super Bowl.
Safety on the first play of the game.
Every minute of it.
Right, remember? Safety on the first play of the game.
Oh, yeah, I remember. Not a fun time.
Yeah. That's been almost 10 years. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Well, it's been over 10 years since Indianapolis hosted the Super Bowl.
Bring it back. You saw it with the college game. Bring it back.
I think they should. But it's going to be a tough push, but I think it'll come back in the next 10 years. 5 to 10 years.
You have to have a, like, 5-year notice.
Oh. So probably 10 years. But it just seems like it's Miami, LA, and Arizona.
They have to have 5-year notices for, like, hotels and stuff because that really gets packed and sold out.
I mean, the Marriott was built for the Super Bowl, and it stayed up.
Yeah.
But I don't like that about the Super Bowl is, like, LA, Vegas being added now, Miami and Arizona are, like, locations.
Don't forget New Orleans.
And New Orleans.
They keep going to Glendale, though. I see no reason really
why. I don't see the interest in Glendale.
I mean, I haven't been there. I can't tell you firsthand. Maybe there's a lot of stuff that is exciting. But just when I think Glendale, I don't think perfect city for Super Bowl.
I think of Arizona. Now, it is Arizona in February, so it's colder. But when colder, I mean, like, 80 instead of, like, 112. But that's not what we're talking about right now. We're talking about our pick'em Jets at Steelers. Zach Wilson said to possibly be back, and if he is back, he is expected to start against the Steelers. So that could be interesting to see there. I think if Wilson plays, that it could be a possibility that the Jets win, but I just think that the Steelers have a better chance of winning this game. So I'm going to take the Steelers.
My advice every single week, never pick the Jets. If you never pick the Jets, you will be happy. So there's no way I'm picking the Jets. I'm going with the Steelers.
I have Jets.
Ooh, interesting. I mean, I understand they look better this year.
Zach Wilson's back.
I don't know if it's been confirmed yet, but
he's been cleared.
He did get cleared?
He was cleared, yes.
Oh, I didn't see that. I saw that he was in the process of getting cleared, but I wasn't sure if it went through.
So he's playing. I know Zach Wilson hasn't really been, like, what you think he should be or played how he really should, but I think he got this. I like their offense, too, the weapons that they have, and Breece Hall in backfield. I like it. I think Zach Wilson makes something happen this game.
Not to mention their defense and Sauce Gardner.
Absolutely.
Said to be Darrell Revis 2.0. So that could be definitely interesting there. Bears taking on the Giants. The Bears 2-1 under Colts former defensive coordinator Matt Eberflus. And the Giants are also 2-1 here. The Bears have been looking pretty good this year. You know, the Giants off of a tough loss on the Cowboys. They are 3-1 right now, and or excuse me, 2-1. But I think that this 2-0, I think the Giants are in mid-season effect now. Sterling Shepard out for the year with a torn ACL on the Giants side of the football. So I just think with the Giants, with their loss on Monday night, I just think it's all downhill from here. I'm going to give this one to the Bears.
I'm going with the Bears, too. I really don't think the Giants had that difficult as a start to the season. I think that the Bears have proven that they are actually somewhat of a decent team. Not really playoff contenders. I'm not going to call that, but I will say that they are looking like they can be not exactly close to a first pick. So, middle, about to be, you know, almost making the playoffs, but just barely missing it. I'm calling that for the Bears. I'm going Bears.
This is not an easy game to pick, but I like being different. So, I'm going with the Giants. And Saquon is going to run the ball all over the Bears. I guarantee he's mad.
No decision.
He's mad about that last game, if they even actually choose to run the ball.
Yeah.
But, or Danny Dimes will run the ball, because that's what seems like he likes to do that a lot. Over 100 rushing yards this game. What do you guys say? Over 100 for Danny Dimes.
Again, we do not endorse betting, but if I were a betting man, I'd take the under on 100 rushing yards for Danny Dimes.
He's going to rush for like 120, and then Saquon's going to rush for like 20 yards.
I don't think it'll be that much.
No, not really, but I do think that that line needs to hold up, because they did not look good against.
Not at all.
It was bad. Giants are going to win this, though. And I just like being different.
You are listening to WBDG FM HD1, Indianapolis Sports Spotlight, Indy's Giant 90.9. Next up, we have the Titans and the Colts. The Colts, the only 500 team in the league after 3 weeks of play. The Colts are 1-1-1. The Titans are 1-2 on the season. Getting their first win last week, the Titans, in fashion of a Raiders win. The Raiders 0-3 now. We'll talk about them in a little bit. 24-22. I normally would say that the Titans are going to win this game because it's in Indianapolis, and it seems like every year the Titans split with the Colts.
The home team normally loses.
I've said it 900 times on the show already.
And it normally seems to happen, too. So,
But I think that the Colts are going to take this one. I mean, they're looking better. They're not looking great. I wouldn't even honestly, as of 8 o'clock on Thursday morning, I would say that the Colts aren't even looking good. But the Titans aren't looking good either. They're 1-2. They lost to the Giants. They lost to the Steelers. And they barely beat the 0-3 Raiders. Now, I say 0-3 Raiders. They're better than 0-3. But they're still 0-3.
Yeah.
So I think that the Colts are going to win this one. I think that it's going to be back and forth. I think that Matt Ryan's going to have better. I think the offensive line needs to show up. If the offensive line doesn't show up, I don't know what to say. I'm not going to be mad. I'm not going to be anything like that. I'm just going to be disappointed. You were the highest paid offensive line in the league, and it seems like there's times where you have more holes than Swiss cheese. So, I don't know. I think that the Colts are going to win this one. I think the defense is going to have to show up, though, in Indianapolis on Sunday.
I think it being a home game and Matt Ryan's energy, the way he said that the last home game felt like the energy was just crazy, and defense was doing great. I think the Colts got this. Also, Jonathan Taylor, for one of like the first times in his life, wasn't at practice yesterday.
I do want to get on that.
Yeah, so I don't know if that's anything to like worry about or anything, but the Titans also, their run defense has let up on average 12 plus yards a carry. So this is going to be a run dominant game. The Colts seem to really stop and plug up the run against KC last week. So the Titans might not be able to get a run going with Derrick Henry, and it looks like Jonathan Taylor will be able to get a run going against the defense. But this will eventually come down to the offenses, and Colts defense is going to have to try to stop Derrick Henry because he's still Derrick Henry.
He's still Derrick Henry. He did get injured against the Colts last year.
Yeah, so he's going to have a little bit of PTSD.
Something like that.
I don't want to pull a college game day where we have all of us picking the same team and end up getting wrong, but I'm going to do it anyway. I'm going with the Colts in a home game, in a must-win game, might I add.
Yeah, you can't start the season 0-3 in the division after losing, because if you lose to them, there's literally no chance of sweeping the South, of sweeping any team in the South.
And the AFC's still competitive. It's way more competitive.
Right now. Yeah. Who's Jacksonville go against?
Jacksonville.
They go against a good team, a real good team.
Jacksonville.
Eagles.
Oh, yeah, the undefeated Eagles.
Eagles.
In my opinion, and I think in the NFL's opinion on the power rankings, that the best team in the NFL right now.
Been talking about them since the offseason. I knew they were going to start off. I knew the Eagles were going to be great. I've been talking about them.
I do want to talk about the Colts practice report as of Wednesday.
Made me want to cry.
Safety Julian Blackman with the ankle injury did not practice. Defensive tackle DeForest Buckner with an elbow did not practice or participate. Cornerback Stephon Gilmore hamstring did not participate. Center Ryan Kelly knee did not participate. Defensive end Yannick Ngakoue back did not participate. Running back Jonathan Taylor toe did not participate. Tackle Bernard Raman ankle limited practice, and linebacker Shaquille Leonard with the back full practice. So we do have some good news at the end, but a lot of did not participates.
Yeah, he's been at full practice for a couple weeks now.
I mean, he has been at full practice, but it's good to see.
I think he does play this game.
Yeah. I'm excited.
It's very worrying, although it was only Thursday yesterday. We'll see the practice report today. That will probably maybe either ease our worries about this or keep them the same or hire them. We'll see what happens, but I'm actually looking forward to seeing that practice report, because all those key defensive players, and then Jonathan Taylor, that's not good.
Yeah. Yannick Ngakoue out, or not practicing at least.
Yeah, and DeForest Buckner.
Yeah. Chargers at Texans. The Chargers getting handed an L to Jacksonville last week, 38-10. I think the Texans right now, they're 0-2-1. Or excuse me. Yes, 0-2-1. They did lose to the Broncos last week. I think that they're not that good of a team right now. I think they'll finish last in the division, and I'm giving this one to the Chargers.
I'm giving this one to the Chargers as well.
I'm 100% going with the Chargers. I've never trusted the Texans whatsoever. I think the Chargers needed to be humbled a little bit. Everyone was talking about them as being like the best in the AFC West, like one of the best teams.
My brother, you lost to Jacksonville.
Exactly. Well,
the Colts got shut out by Jacksonville, but that doesn't matter.
Yeah. Well, they also talked about KC being one of the best.
Exactly, and KC has been looking good, except against Indy with special teams.
I think that they could have put up a 40 bomb on the Colts, honestly. I can say all these things. If this didn't happen, this would have happened. But in my opinion, I think that if everything didn't go like it did with the special teams and everything like that on the Chiefs' side of the football, I think that they could have put up 30 or 40 on the Colts. But it's not. They didn't. The weeks passed. Browns at Falcons. The Browns 2-1. The Falcons 1-2. Jacoby Brissett looking pretty good on the running the helm of the offense in Cleveland. And Marcus Mariota, on the other hand, in Atlanta, working with what he's got. He's managing. I got to give this one to the Browns.
Man, I don't know. The Falcons' offense looked explosive. Like Cordell Patterson looked really explosive. Drake London actually is doing really good. But it is the Falcons, so I don't think the Falcons are going to win. I just can't pick them.
I really don't know. I mean, Falcons are garbage. You never pick them. So I guess for that, I have to go with the Browns. I still don't really trust the Browns.
That Browns
this year.
Offense is looking pretty dominant too, and I don't really trust Chubb. Yeah, I don't really trust Amari Cooper. I don't really trust that defense as well. So, and even if they do start red hot on the offense, get a 21-0 lead, and it's not gonna stay. We'll see the 21-0 lead at like halftime with like a minute 47 left. And we come back, it's like 4 minutes left in the fourth quarter, and it's like 35-21 still.
Maybe if the Falcons are up like 28-3. Oh, burn. Commanders at Cowboys for another 1 o'clock game. Cowboys coming off of that big win on Monday. I say big. I mean, it was a win. The Commanders, I could say this, a big loss to the Eagles. That was just not a good performance by Wentz at all. Had, what, -1 passing yards at one point in the game?
Ended with -16.
They ended with -16 and probably had, like, -16 fantasy points.
Yeah, it was, I don't know. You had him, didn't you?
Yeah, he's not on my roster anymore.
Yeah, that's a good move.
I went Aaron Rodgers. I dropped Rodgers for Wentz, which might have been the dumbest move in fantasy football history.
I don't think I would have dropped him though. I would have played him against the Cowboys. Because I think they're gonna win.
Wentz?
Yeah.
No, I picked up Lawrence instead.
Okay.
Old T-Law.
Okay, well, why would you pick him up when he's going against the Eagles defense? You never know.
I had to pick it up. I couldn't stand to see that ginger looking dude quarterback on my screen. On my phone, every time I logged into the app, it was like that ginger guy, you know, smiling, who lost to the Jacksonville Jaguars last year on a playoff run that they needed to win the game to go to the playoffs. They lost the game, and now we're here. So I couldn't stand to see him anymore, so I had to get the luscious locks, man.
Yeah, I'm just going Cowboys. I'm not doing anything.
Dak's back,
like
though.
That.
It seems like Dak's back.
Is that really the smart
Cooper Rush
do, though?
Season. Well,
going all of the way.
Well, Cooper yeah, Rush. Because Dak said something about not being able to play like this game, but playing when he was being interviewed during the Giants post, and then he said something about next week. But I guess he's still questionable. I don't know if he's for sure back, but he seems like he's like ready to already get back out there, want to play right now. So. He seems ready, but if Dak plays, I'm giving this to Washington. If Dak doesn't play, I'm giving it to Cowboys.
What do Cooper Rush, Tua Tagovailoa, and Jalen Hurts all have in common?
They're all 3-0 in the NFL.
They're all undefeated. Cooper Rush is 2-0.
He's 3-0.
Two.
He's 3. I promise you, he's 3-0.
The Cowboys are. I meant this season.
Oh, this season? Oh, well, in the NFL, like total, he's 3-0 in his starts. It's snappy started.
Well, then Jalen Hurts is like 3-19 or whatever. I'm just kidding. The Alabama quarterback's showing out though this year, 6-0 between those two quarterbacks. 6-0 starting this year on those two quarterbacks. Not Cooper Rush. I don't know, but Mac Jones looking pretty good as well on the Patriots. Jaguars and Eagles though, another big game. I think that two division leaders right now. Jacksonville looking pretty good this year, but the Eagles just so much more dominant.
Yeah.
The Eagles are going to dominate this game.
This is where I just absolutely, again, love on the Eagles even more, because they need to win this game, and I think that they will. Their defense is looking just as good as their offense, but their offense is looking really, really good. They got one of the best offensive lines, and then they have three Batmans on their wide receiver core, and then you have Jalen Hurts. Like, I don't know how the Eagles could have done it much better, really. They got a really good team over there, and I think they're gonna do something to Jacksonville's defense that other teams haven't been able to do yet.
Jacksonville would be the one to defeat the 3-0 Eagles, though.
Do,
that's the thing.
If they do, I will buy a Jacksonville jersey.
But
I will buy a Josh Allen Jacksonville jersey. So I'll have a Josh Allen Bills jersey and a Josh Allen Jaguars jersey.
But yeah, I'm still going with the Eagles there. There's no reason. I'll never pick the Jaguars. They could be 16-0, and I still probably wouldn't pick them. I don't trust them whatsoever.
I don't pick them either. I don't think I pick anybody in the AFC South except the Colts.
Honestly, that's probably smart.
Yeah, unless I actually know like the outcome, like it's obvious.
Yeah. Rounding out the 1 o'clock games, the Bills travel to Baltimore to take on the Ravens. Now, both teams are 2-1. I think that the Bills have are not a 2-1 team. I think the Bills overall this game are just going to dominate.
Yeah, Bills' offense is going to do better. They signed Xavier Rhodes off of Colts. So,
Colts legend.
Yeah. So Xavier Rhodes in there to help with the defense. I think that will definitely help. So I have the Bills.
I really don't always like picking the same as you guys. I have to go with the Bills here, but the Ravens are really a good team still, I think.
Yeah.
Lamar's absolutely having a good season so far. I'm going with the Bills, though, but this Ravens team going
to
be good.
Yeah, this should be a really fun game, though, to watch. It should be a shootout.
Yeah, definitely. That'll be a fun game to watch. And that one will happen at 1 o'clock, so tune into that one. Cardinals at Panthers, both teams 1-2. I think that Kyler Murray is just going to have a better performance this game than Baker Mayfield. The Panthers still trying to figure it out there, but I think that the Cardinals have it a little bit better. I think the Cardinals are going to take this one.
I got Cardinals.
I'm going to have to agree with us again, Max.
I'm going with Cardinals here. I was confident in the Panthers week one. But that confidence was quickly shattered, and I'm going with the Cardinals.
The Chargers.
Yeah, I was looking at my list. I saw Chargers, and then I was like, wrong C team.
The Broncos and the Raiders taking on each other in an AFC West divisional matchup. The Raiders are 0-3 right now. The Broncos are 2-1. But the Broncos being 2-1 is a complete fluke.
Exactly. It should be flipped right now, the scores. Or like wow. the records for the team should be flipped, because the Raiders had two close games. They were beating the Cardinals and then just completely dropped out of that game for some reason. They weren't beating the Titans, but it was a pretty close game. They could have. So I feel like it should be switched, and Denver has not looked good. They've just been played very, very slow and sloppy, but it's going to be, I think Raiders get their first win here.
I got the Raiders.
You know what? I'm going to do it. Yeah. Even though the Broncos have looked very awful this season and the Raiders have looked good.
Get them.
Yeah, and
I'm going with the Broncos.
I hope they do. I hope they do win. I hope we're back here next Tuesday and he's like, the Broncos won. And I'm like, you know what? I'm glad. But I just
somehow been able to perform even though they've looked so awful.
Because if the Broncos win, I think that'd just be hilarious, because the Raiders are this highly talked team, like dominant team.
So the Browns, like 2 years ago.
You cannot go into this is also a must win game for them. It's too early to say now.
Start off the season 0-4.
Exactly. Like in this division, you can't start off the season 0-4. That's why I'm saying this is a must win game, maybe, because it is still the NFL. Things can still happen, but this is 100% a must-win game for that division, because they cannot start off 0-4.
I think you can start off 0-3 in this division. I mean,
I think they got a chance because of the Broncos.
The Colts did it last year, 0-3, and it took a last-second win to even think about making the playoffs, but they couldn't get that done. And that's in the AFC South, not to mention this is the AFC West.
Yeah, so, I mean, really, if the Raiders beat the Broncos here, and then the Chiefs lose to Tampa Bay, and the Chargers somehow lose to Houston, which I don't think that's going to happen. That's looking good for the Raiders, but if they lose this, then it's not looking good, and they're almost out of it.
Patriots and Packers playing at 4:25 as well. The Broncos and Raiders are at 4:25. The Cardinals and Panthers at 4:05. Forgot to mention that, but a 4:25 game, Patriots and Packers. Packers coming off of a defensive battle against the Buccaneers. Buccaneers. I almost said 49ers. The Buccaneers. They are 2-1. The Patriots 1-2. I think that the Packers are going to get it done.
Where's this game being played? It's in Green Bay. Packers, no doubt.
I was about to ask the same thing, because if it was being played in
when you get
Gillette Stadium,
two teams
gonna,
like that, it's typically the home team.
Yeah, I was going to pick Patriots, but I'm going to go Aaron Rodgers right here. I think he's starting to maybe like one of his receivers.
Don't tell me that because I dropped him, and don't tell me that, please, because I don't want to believe that. I want to believe that he's the worst quarterback in the NFL. That was a good decision.
Well,
Trevor Lawrence for MVP.
Well, I think Aaron Rodgers got he's Aaron Rodgers. I mean, the last game was very slow, and then 14-12. They're getting too old for that. They got to retire sometime. They're getting too old for the game. 14-12. But I do think Rodgers takes this.
It was like a nursing home it's like game. Two players
the
going
uncles
back
arguing
and forth.
In the backyard, going back and forth.
You ever seen the Family Guy thing where Herbert and the other dude were like fighting? It was like yes. Slow motion. They were like fighting with their walkers and stuff, like this slow motion fight.
Yeah.
That was what it reminded me of. Chiefs and Buccaneers Super Bowl 55 matchup. The old one, you know, a rematch you could say. But Chiefs in Tampa Bay, Chiefs 2-1.
Maybe.
Buccaneers 2-1. Oh, yeah, maybe. I forgot about that completely. But, yeah, Hurricane Ian coming through. Do you think this game will be played in Miami, Kansas City,
New
Orleans?
Well, this is what I saw. I've been watching the news pretty much all day yesterday, all day last night, all day yesterday, all day this morning pretty much, because I have family that are getting hit right in the middle of it in Sarasota. So been keeping up with them. But Tampa Bay, it looks like Tampa Bay did get a little lucked out. I was seeing a news reporter said Tampa Bay got lucked out, and it got pushed more south towards Miami. So
that's good for them, I guess.
Kinda. They moved to Miami just to have right. to move back to Tampa Bay.
Right.
It said that Tampa Bay lucked. Yeah, they said Tampa Bay lucked out because it kind of started pushing more southern in to the south and heading towards Miami and then the other side of the coast. But I was just like, wow, they moved from Tampa Bay to Miami just for it to start pushing towards Miami.
Yeah, so, it'll be pushing towards more the Atlantic Ocean side rather than the Gulf of Mexico, which yeah. is weird for hurricanes, because typically they run on the East Coast or they go like towards Texas, but they never normally run up the West Coast of Florida.
Yeah, there's already like 9 foot of water in some places, and it's bad.
It's crazy.
So it's pray for people in Hurricane Ian. I almost said Irma and Ian at the same time.
Yeah. But the last game, oh, that was Sunday Night Football, by the way, 8:20 p.m. Sunday, October 2nd. But Monday Night Football on the 3rd, 8:15 p.m., the Rams travel to Santa Clara to take on the 49ers. I think the Rams are just a better overall team. I think that Jimmy Garoppolo is not the old Jimmy Garoppolo we saw in years past. I got to give this one to L.A.
This is a divisional game, so divisional games could always go either way. They always know each other some way or another. But I just think, oh, man, it's in San Francisco. I got L.A. I have L.A. L.A.'s offense is just going to dominate.
I was going to pick the 49ers earlier this season, but with Jimmy G as their quarterback now, no way I'm going Rams. 100%.
And that'll do it for your NFL pick'em Sunday Night Football. Seems like we got the Rams overall. But we're going to go to a quick break and then come back with college football. And then that's going to wrap up our episode. But not yet. We're going to come back on the Sports Spotlight in Indiana 90.9.
What makes essential workers essential?
We keep where you work and live clean and safe.
We harvest fresh produce for your families to eat.
We help you heal when you're sick.
Essential workers help our nation run. You're in every corner of our country and come from all over the globe. I'm Marty Walsh. The Wage and Hour Division at the Department of Labor helps ensure you receive the essential protections you deserve. Visit our website or call 866-4-US-WAGE.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Labor.
And welcome back to the Sports Spotlight, Indy's Giant 90.9. We're going to go to a little bit of a pick'em here for college football.
College football is so fun to watch. The energy is different for college football. It's just awesome.
Yeah. But Indiana taking on Nebraska on October 1st. Nebraska not looking too good this season. I got IU.
IU all day.
And it's a Big Ten game.
Yeah.
It's IU. Nebraska's garbage. Shouldn't even be a close one whatsoever. IU.
Wow. You're going straight for the heart there. Purdue taking on Minnesota. I got Minnesota in this one. I think that Minnesota is going to take this one with no doubt. 21-ranked Minnesota versus unranked Purdue. Now, I'm not saying rankings have to do anything with it, but they do help Minnesota on top.
I'm just going... So, Purdue hasn't been looking so hot. I'm not going to lie, but I'm still going Purdue anyway, boys.
I was going to say, I think I have Purdue in this one as well.
Yeah, I think that Minnesota's going to take it just to be different.
Yeah.
But this would be the one that Purdue wins, though, like yeah. when they have to, and then they're going to end up losing to basically a Florida Atlantic United, even though they already played someone like that.
Yeah.
That's what happens every single year.
Notre Dame heading to Vegas to take on number 19 ranked BYU in the Shamrock Series. They do it once a year. This is the 11th time that they're going to play in the Shamrock Series. I got Notre Dame. I know they're unranked. BYU's ranked 19. Notre Dame unranked after that loss to Marshall in week 2. But I got Notre Dame.
Yeah, I got Notre Dame too after that last game against UNC. So I think I got Notre Dame. I got confidence in their offense.
BYU's been looking good, though.
They have, but I like Notre Dame's offense.
And I know Notre Dame, this is a tough one. I want to, you know what, fine, I'll be different. I'm calling BYU.
Love being different.
We
have to have a different thing.
Just predicting against BYU all year, and I've been wrong every single time. So for that reason alone, I have to go with BYU over Notre Dame. It's not like I'd complain or anything. I mean, I like seeing Notre Dame win.
Ball State and Northern Illinois taking on each other in Ball State, or in Muncie at Ball State. The Fighting Jackson Whites. Seems like we got to say that every episode when we talk about Ball State. The Fighting Jackson Whites. Ball State, I don't think they're not looking too hot this year. Same with Northern Illinois, but just to be kind of the homer, go for my home team, or home state team. I don't know. I haven't applied there yet. I need to. But anyway, I got Ball State.
I got Northern Illinois.
I am going to go with the Fighting Jackson Whites, and they are going to get that. They have a trophy there, too. It's like, I think, a corn stalk or something as
It's just a picture of Jackson White.
Yes, that's what it should be. The Fighting Jackson Whites going to be 2-3 on the year. They're not going to be 1-4. That can't happen.
No, not at all. It can't happen. But that's going to wrap up our college segment there, keeping it short today as we're going to wrap up this episode in a second. Real quick, we're going to do a pick 'em for high school football. Our home schools, Ben Davis taking on Carmel. Carmel looking really good this year. So is Ben Davis. I think that Ben Davis has it in them. Number 6 versus number 7. Carmel number 6. Ben Davis number 7. I got Ben Davis in this win. I know it's an away game, but I have Ben Davis. Max?
It's a really tough one. I'm on Ben Davis Radio with the Ben Davis people.
You're
going to
lose mic privileges. I'm just kidding.
Here's the thing. It was too close against Lawrence North, though. If they play like they did against Lawrence North, Carmel will end up running over them. I want to be confident, so I am going to pick Ben Davis, but they have to fix a lot from last week to now.
I think Ben Davis is going to take this as well. They've really looked great. They really have. I think Ben Davis is going to take this. I think, honestly, too, I think they win by, like, at least two touchdowns.
At least two touchdowns.
At least two.
Ooh, interesting.
14 plus.
Yeah, you can listen to that right here, though, in Giant 9.9. On Friday, kickoff at 7. Pregame starts at 6:15. They take on Carmel. Then they head back home against Lawrence Central for senior night, and then they go to North Central to wrap up the season.
By the way, the Lawrence Central game will crown the Mid-Conference champion. It's going to be an exciting one.
Yeah, definitely. That'll be a fun game. You can follow us on social media, Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at WBDG Indy. Almost got our tag wrong. At WBDG Indy. And if you want to follow us on TikTok, Giant 90.9. If you want to request a song, 317-244-9234. That's 317-244-WBDG. You can listen to School Talk Friday at 7:30 a.m., which that's tomorrow. School Talk is tomorrow. And we have a special guest, Greg Pulley.
It's Friday.
The coach of the bowling team. and I'm on the bowling team. Greg Pulley is my dad, so he's going to be on School Talk with Emerson tomorrow.
Man, Emerson's great.
Emerson's great.
Your dad's great. It's going to be a great day tomorrow. It's Friday.
Football.
It's going to be a great day tomorrow.
Yeah, definitely. It should be a fun game, football-wise, and fun day at school and fun day overall. But thank you for listening to Sports Spotlight on Indy's Giant 90.9.